I haven't had a beignet in what feels like forever. In our lives turned into masked games of Mad Libs, we can all insert a different noun in that sentence for beignet. Something currently gone from our routine, something appreciated and missed, something perhaps never to be known again. With percentages that mirror the number of years we've had to replace big pieces of air conditioning equipment during my time here at St. Rita, about 50%, restaurant closures are predicted at a shocking rate these days. A loss not just of dishes, but a loss of people. I bring up beignets really to bring up one of those people, Brian Gatson, a beignet server whose last name I learned after becoming Facebook friends with him. Only in New Orleans you become Facebook friends with your waiter. But he was so much more than a waiter, right? That's what all these pandemic statistics don't quite get. We're not just dealing with big economic concerns, not just the future of our city, not even the livelihood of so many. We're dealing with dignity, beauty, grace. My beignet fast actually predates the pandemic. I haven't had one in 2 years since Metairie's Morning Call closed and transformed itself apparently into some bubble tea place. Since Brian took off his black bow tie and stopped teaching his lessons. Okay. I might have digested an order, maybe two of those doughy things Café Du Monde tells tourists are beignets. I don't need a Mount Vesuvius mound of sugar, believe it or not. In fact, I'm able to tap sugar all on my own, like a big boy. But the current scorecard reads Café Du Monde locations 14, Morning Call 0. So it's hard to stand just on good principles and good memories. And of course, good taste, but stand I do, because that's the way I was raised. On Monday or Friday mornings, depending on my current day off, my grandfather and I would ride out to Metairie's 17th Street, a ride he would happily take even when living a two-block distance from the Decatur Street Du Monde. And there, be greeted by Brian. Coffee's ready at the sight of the car bumper, beignets delayed until the hot ones were up. Pleasant, but never overbearing. Efficient, but never rushed. Brian is in that incredible cloud of New Orleans hospitality workers. He in the powdered sugar portion of that cloud, but very much still there, with the standard issue white shirt, black pants, and endless roll of dollar bills in the side pocket. We can reflect on just wages and proper benefits and rainy day funds for waiters and dishwashers, musicians and cooks. But what is without argument is our city's ability to have human dignity shine through no matter the profession. Regardless if someone is working boardroom deals or slinging early morning beignets. Every cup of coffee, every order of donuts, Brian served some of that up for me. And I miss it. I miss him. I miss my grandfather. I miss Morning Call. A lot to miss. But what about what's present? In today's gospel, echoed in our first reading by Alicia's home visit, we hear the exaltation of hospitality. But this is more than a simplistic be nice or leave, however nicely Dr. Bob has done for himself with that. What we're hearing is Jesus is sending out the 12 apostles, really his last words to them before they're hitting the road. They have tasks to do. They have persecutions they will face. They have difficult words to speak, as we heard last week, and difficult crosses to bear, as we hear this week. But their ministry isn't just one direction. They have certain gifts to share, but they also have gifts to receive. Whoever receives you receives me. Whoever receives a prophet because he is a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. And whoever gives only a cup of cold water to one of these little ones to drink, because the little one is a disciple, amen, I say to you, he will surely not lose his reward. I can see Brian's little morning call ice-watered glasses. Now, there are a lot of things that we can feel like we're missing out there, in here. I don't have that gift. I don't have those words. I don't sound like a preacher or a prophet. And yet, Jesus is saying, there is reward in what you do have. When we put our gifts at the service of one another, when we humble ourselves out of love of Christ, when we see that what we have is exalted, is dignified, we're acting and believing and worshiping as we're called. We're putting together all those lessons that we've been taught, all those things maybe that we even miss, and placing them near our Jesus. And when we do all that, when we are all that, when we're hospitable like that, sure, we're good New Orleanians, but better, we're good Christians. Blue collar, white collar, uptown, Girt Town, St. Rita New, St. Rita Old, Brian Gatson, and Jesus of Nazareth. May that dignity shine through in us. Our gifts are many. May our gifts be so present.